It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's live high school basketball here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, coming to you live from Harpersville Central School, home of the Harpersville Hornets. Going to be a great matchup here tonight. The number 12 team in the state on the girls' side in Class C, the Ladiesville Harpersville Hornets, taking on the number 18 team in the Class C rankings in the state, the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. My broadcast partner here tonight, Dave Smith, former JV coach with this Unadilla Valley ladies program and AAU coach as well. Dave, great to have you along.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to an exciting game.
Like we said, these teams tough in the state as well as in the MAC conference. We'll get into all of that in just a couple of minutes. The Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. You're listening to live high school basketball here on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no, very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here tonight live on WCDO Harpersville Central School for this matchup between the Harpersville Lady Hornets and the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. Before we get into it, let's read this off, the Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Dave, let's get into it here right away. UV in Harpersville tonight. What do you think is the key for the Storm? What do you think is the key here for the Hornets as well? And we'll get a little bit of a background on each team.
For UV, the big thing is they got to play defense and box out. Just got to go hard at her. Drummond's going to be the key on Harpersville. When she gets going, she makes all of her players and teammates better. They got to contain her. Hey, listen, she's going to get her points, but you got to contain her, and that's going to be the big key for UV, just to contain her and keep her in front of you. Now, Dave, Harpersville coming in off a rare loss. They hadn't lost yet this season. They lose at Unitego 51-44 just the other night. You got to think they're going to be hungry coming into this matchup at home against the UV team who's right ahead of them in the standings.
Oh, I bet they couldn't wait to get back on the floor, Nate. And it's a key for them. And they're going to be ready to run, get after it on defense, and that's what UV's got to stop. Can't let them get out early.
This Unadilla Valley program had such a successful year last year, but was kind of a dark horse, came into sectionals and really made some noise, but ended up losing to Harpersville in the sectional semifinals. What do you think this says to them? This is the first time they're back out on the hardwood against Harpersville since that loss.
They're hungry. They didn't lose much. They got a lot of players back. Their bench got deeper, and some players matured, and I think they're ready for the challenge. They don't want to be the dark horse anymore. They want to be the front runner.
This UV team having a great season so far, 8-1 overall, 6-0 in the league. They're just a half game ahead of Unitego in the MAC standings right now, who's 7-2 overall, and Harpersville is right behind them. It really looks right now, at this point of the season, it's going to be those three teams duking it out. We were talking pregame that they're going to see a lot of each other here going into the second half of the season, the MAC championships perhaps, and then maybe into sectionals in Class C for the girls.
Yeah, I mean, you could literally see each other possibly three times here in a month. And I think, you know, it's hard to beat a team once, twice, let alone three times. So it's going to get interesting here at the end of the season, as I think these three teams are just going to really start to beat up on each other.
Dave, if you're Harpersville coming into this game tonight, yes, you're coming off the loss, but a lot of these girls have been playing varsity for a couple of years, especially Drummond, who has been here for a long time, and Murray as well. What does that experience bring to them? They've played deep in sectionals. They've won championships. They've gone to the state tournament. What's that do when you have an electric atmosphere like we have here tonight, the fans piling in? Do the nerves just go away a little bit?
They're used to it, and they're not going to let that loss against Unitego bother them. They're ready for it. They've prepared this weekend in practice, I'm sure. And that loss to Unitego is in the back of their mind. Right now they're focused on how do we beat UV at our place right now.
Now, a lot of these girls on the Unadilla Valley team, you've coached. You worked with them in your JV program. You've worked with them all summer in an AAU-type atmosphere. Who are some of the girls that we need to keep an eye on tonight if you're listening at home?
If you're listening at home, Taylor Davis, she's a big athlete for them. You got Jordan Anderson, who really controls the tempo of the game. Coach Backus talks about all the time her big three. You got Amanda off as well. But there's a couple of girls that I think are really going to be keys to step up for them. You got Jen Elliott, who I've heard is going to be on Drummond tonight. And then you got Corinne Izzard, who I think could really give you a 10 to 12 point night. And I think she's just ready to break out, and we'll see if that can happen.
If you're Harpersville on the other side, obviously Murray and Drummond get a lot of the attention, but you can't have a successful team without a good bench and those other three girls on the floor. So what does Harpersville bring to the table that maybe, you know, a team like UV needs to be aware of when you're just focusing solely on those two girls so much?
I think Drummond and Murray make everybody around them better, and all of a sudden you get so focused on them that somebody else pops up and hits some shots. And, you know, Coach Ernsbeck, I think, preaches that, you know, everybody's going to touch the ball, and you're going to see a group effort from both teams, and you're going to have to. And the team that plays the best together is going to be the team that wins tonight.
Well, we'll take a quick break here on our pregame show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara. So our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show set to be a great one here tonight between Harpersville and Unadilla Valley. And just before we take that break, I want to say a big thank you to Greg Davey. He usually does these games. If you're tuning in and saying, where's Greg? He's out of town, but don't worry, he'll be back soon. And big shoes to fill for us here tonight. He does a great job, but certainly we'll do our best and bring you this fantastic game here tonight between the Hornets and the Lady Storm. That game coming up next. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Live High School Sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here on CDO. Great night for basketball here between Harpersville and UV. A great Class C matchup. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO, or if you're joining us on WCDOsports.com, we appreciate that. Well, great new streaming service this year. You can jump on anywhere you are. You don't have to be in our regular radio listening area anymore, but you can go on there at any time, and it's great. You have archives. You have your streaming audio. You want to go back later. Somebody you know, friend or family played in the game. You want to download it. You want to listen to it again. It was a great game like we might have here tonight. Excellent service for that, so make sure to check out WCDOsports.com. Dave, let's jump right back into it. Talk a little bit more about this matchup between UV and Harpersville tonight. One thing I was wondering coming into this game, if you're Harpersville, you're winning games coming into this by a ton of points. Looking back into late December and into early January, they beat Green 70-32 right before Christmas. Then they beat BG 55-30. They beat Deposit 70-34. They beat Windsor 57-32. I mean, these games, they're getting out early. They're running and gunning, and they're putting points up on the board. So they haven't had many close games, and then all of a sudden they lose a tight one to Unitigo. How does that play into your psyche, and what do you do as a coach to say, hey, we're obviously a winning team here. We're coming in at 8-1. How do you get back on your winning ways?
You just got to prepare your team and let them know you're in for a dogfight. You're not going to go in. You're not going to blow them out. But you just got to be ready to dig into the trenches and play defense and rebound the basketball. I think that's a big key in high school girls basketball is rebounding. And same way on the UV side. I mean, I know if you look down, they've won some basketball games by blowing some teams out. And it's the same thing. You got to prepare your kids. Hey, look, you know, we might have won games by 20 and 30, but this is a different game. This is your top two teams in the MAC right now. And you got to be ready for a big time. It's a war. It's going to be a war atmosphere.
Dave, I'm sure you got a chance to go to the UV tournament this year at UV, Sherburne-Urville, Hancock, and Cazenovia, and UV ends up winning their tournament. And when we talked to head coach Brandy Backus for UV, they beat Sherburne-Urville for the first time, and she said that's going to be great for sectional points. They'd never beaten Sherburne-Urville before at the varsity level. What do you think that does for this team's confidence? All of a sudden, they're not just winning in the MAC. They're winning against teams that are a little bit bigger and outside of their conference.
I think it's huge for their confidence, and I think it relates to some of these kids playing some big-time games this summer. You know, they went out, as a coach with them, went out and we played some big talent, and these kids were prepared and they were ready to go. And same thing, I mean, they actually lost to Sherburne earlier in the year without Taylor. And then now you got Taylor back, and they went and beat Taylor at their home floor. And it just, I think, boosts their confidence, not only as a team, but just as a whole in the UV community.
I know in your AAU program, you had a chance a couple of years ago to go up and play at the Carrier Dome, Syracuse University. Were any of those girls a part of that? And what an experience that must have been.
All of them. You had Taylor, Morgan, Wyman, Corinne Izzard, Jen Elliott, Emily Converse, who's on varsity, Bridget Converse, that's on varsity. All these kids, and I'm sorry if I missed any, all these kids got a chance to play up there
And what an experience that was. And what some of the talent we played. I mean, teams from New Jersey, Canada, and that's just a whole different level of basketball, these Canadian kids. And it was an experience. And, you know, I always told my kids at AAU, we weren't trying to win games in AAU. We're just trying to get better. And I think that's what these kids have really, truly done. And now they're ready to be in an opportunity where we are right now.
We were talking pregame, looking around the gym here at Harpersville, a ton of banners, a lot of them for girls basketball. They've had great success over the last couple of years, especially going back to when the Kimmels were here, Lindsay Kimmel, Hannah Kimmel. So we know that the Harpersville crowd is going to come out, and they're certainly filing into the gym now as we speak. But, you know, the UV community, we were talking about this as well. New Berlin, South New Berlin combined to make Unadilla Valley back in the early 2000s. What does this do for their towns, for their program to have such a good year last year, and then you get almost everybody back? It has to be just such a confidence booster, and everybody's starting to file into the gym here. Looks like it's going to be a great night. Everyone's excited to watch high school basketball.
It is, and it makes the community kind of rally around a team, which helps the kids. You know, I remember as a player, when you're on the floor and you have all these people in the stands, it's always fun. And when these kids came here last year, it was a whole new atmosphere because, I mean, there wasn't a place to sit. It was standing room only. And now they're prepared for it. They've been through that, and now they've been battle-tested. And now let's see how much they've gotten better. It's a good measuring stick to see how much better UV has actually gotten. And also how Harpersville is going to react with losing one of their big guns, and how Murray and Drummond can really step up together.
Well, we talked a little bit about Harpersville losing to Unitigo just a couple of days ago in that game. Drummond with 30 points of the 44 that Harpersville was able to put up. They did limit Murray to 7 points, as Sarah Menina had 15 points and Casey Mazzanero had 13 for Unitigo in that win. So that was their last game. Taking a look at Unadilla Valley's last game, a win at UV against Afton on Friday, 65-33. Taylor Davis with 24 points in that game, Amanda Off with 13, and Jordan Anderson with 10. So really, it should be interesting. UV's coming in. They get a big win against Afton on Friday, and now they've had the full weekend to kind of think about this middle-of-the-week game. And as you said, I'm sure that the Harpersville Lady Hornets are pretty hungry for this one.
Absolutely. And we're about a minute away, and I'm excited. I don't know about you, but my blood's boiling, and I think these two teams are just ready to get after it. They've heard a lot of talk. We're talking about it. We're excited, so I can only imagine how excited they are about this game.
Last thing before we take a quick break here. We know that Harpersville likes to get out and run and get up and down the floor, and it seems from what we've heard that Unitigo was able to slow them down and take that out of that game. How do you think UV handles that here tonight?
You got to keep these kids in front of you. When they get a rebound, don't try to reach and get a scrap rebound or a quick steal. Just get back on defense, get your feet set, and keep these girls in front of you. If you can keep them in front of you and limit their shots, I think that's what helps. And you got to eliminate their second chance opportunities. Harpersville loves to crash the boards, and don't let them do it.
Set to be a great one here. Harpersville and Unadilla Valley, as we said. Unadilla Valley, the number 18-ranked team in New York State in Class C girls basketball right now. Harpersville coming in as the number 12 team in the state in girls Class C basketball right now. They were in the state playoffs last year. They lost to Elmira Notre Dame 60-49, but off to an 8-1 start here this year. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to have the tip-off and some starting lineups coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Dave Smith with you here. Harpersville and Unadilla Valley tonight, live on CDO Sports. Let's listen in to tonight's starting lineups. There's a listen in to tonight's starting lineups. In case you couldn't hear, Dave, can you recap who our starters were for the Lady Storm and the Lady Hornets?
Lady Storm, you got Corinne Izzard, Taylor Davis, Jen Elliott, Amanda Off, and Jordan Anderson. And on the Hornets side, you got Shelby Medovich, Holly Henry, Esperanza Gutierrez, Savannah Murray, and Miranda Drummond.
Both teams getting ready for our opening tip here tonight. Thanks for joining us on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Unadilla Valley will start this game. They're going right to left. They're in their road purple uniforms with the gold and black trim, says Lady Storm in white lettering across the chest. Harpersville in their home white uniforms with the blue and gold trim, says Hornets in blue lettering across the chest. They'll be going left to right. About to get things underway, and it's going to be Drummond for Harpersville taking the initial tip-off here against Amanda Off for Unadilla Valley. Two of the taller ladies for these two teams, and we're off and away as Drummond wins the tip into the backcourt, and it's picked up here by the Hornets, and they'll start things off with Savannah Murray, the senior, bringing it in to the front court, to the right wing side and into the corner. They'll get it down low for Medovich as they'll work it back up top, and the Hornets looking to get things inside early for Drummond. Up and inside, misses the shot, and UV looks to get off and running, but the pass is intercepted. They'll get it back, and now they'll hold on with Taylor Davis, who will pass one back off here for Jen Elliott. Elliott will come up and into the front court to the right side into the elbow here, looking for Off, and passing one back over to the far side for Melinda Dixon. Dixon back up top for Davis, shoots and scores, and that's a three to get things off for UV.
And she's got to get going early. She's going to be a key. She's a spark plug of this UV team.
Hornets back the other way to the left wing side as they go left to right and back to the right wing. A long pass to Medovich. Drives in, shoots off the mark. Rebound for UV, and again they're off to the races. Down low for Jordan Anderson. Goes with the bounce pass. Might have hit off a foot. Ball is tied up, but the Hornets will come away in the backcourt. And again, Murray's going to run this offense and look to run. Head for Drummond on the right side as they go left to right. Drummond's going to look at her options here outside the three-point line and get to the top of the key. Goes to the left side looking for Murray. Those two always looking for each other here in any game and in the early going. Back to Murray. Little dribble drive. Left side. Shot is up off the back iron and rebounded here by the Storm, and they're off to the races with Jordan Anderson. Anderson drives to the bucket. A little too hard there. Rebound for Off. Tries to go back up. Lost it. Ball is on the floor and picked up by the Hornets.
Wow, back and forth. Here we go.
3-0 Unadilla Valley with 6:25 to go in this opening quarter. Murray's going to go for a three right from the top of the key. Bang! Hits that one. We're tied up at three. And a great one so far with 6:15 to go here in this first quarter. And UV will come up. Jordan Anderson looking over to the bench in this 3-3 contest. They'll go to the far side where it's picked up by Jen Elliott off the pass. Up top, another three here for Taylor Davis. This one off the back mark. Rebound for UV. Up and in for Amanda Off. Nobody boxed out. She puts it home. UV 5-3 with 5:55 to go in this first quarter.
Looks like UV's in a triangle and two here trying to eliminate Murray and Miranda. But Jen doing a good job keeping her in front of her.
They've really kept Drummond to the outside so far. A three here off the mark for Harpersville from the right side for Medovich. But the rebound goes to Drummond. Left side goes up and under, and she's fouled as she takes that one hard to the rack.
Gave her a travel, Nate. Gave her a travel.
Looked like she got a little contact underneath, but took the steps. And so turnover, UV will have it. 5:30 to go in the first quarter. 5-3 lead for the Lady Storm.
And here they go. They got to just slow down and control the tempo of the basketball game.
To the right side for Davis. Davis holding on as UV runs the offense here against the tough man-to-man of Harpersville. Back to the near side. Nice dribble drive by Anderson. Down and low. Dishes off to Off. Up, and she scores, and it's 7-3 UV with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Back the other way for Savannah Murray. Murray to the left side. Inside to Drummond. Left hand up on that layup. Missed it. Just went high and up over, but a rebound here for the Hornets. Back up top, top of the key, and all the way back up almost to the half-court line for Murray. Dribbles down in low. A pass. Looking down low for Holly Henry. A little miscommunications. Out of bounds. 4:53 to go first quarter. 7-3 Unadilla Valley.
Harpersville looks a little out of sync here. They just got to kind of calm down and start playing their own game. They're letting the hype get to them, I think.
Anderson looking real comfortable out there. She brings it up for UV. Dishes off to Davis. Right side at the elbow. A runner. Oh. Up and good. 9-3 Unadilla Valley.
Wow.
With 4:38 to go.
Nice timeout.
And a timeout. Boy, and if you're Harpersville, did you see this coming right out of the gate, Dave?
No, not at all, and I think it's just a matter they're just a little out of sync. They're not, I know, as sitting on the bench last year, coach from Harpersville loved to get the ball to Miranda, and they're just not getting it to her early enough.
And when she has had it, UV has really been able to keep her to the outside. The one time we did see her get a dribble drive, she gets the travel. Did miss an early layup there. I don't think she'll be missing too many of those throughout the night.
No, again, she's going to get hers, and you got to know that as a coach, but you got to keep the foot on the gas pedal here for UV.
So 4:37 to go here in this first quarter. Thanks for joining us on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 9-3 Unadilla Valley leading Harpersville. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here on CDO. Harpersville will inbounds from underneath their own basket, and they'll bring it up with Murray as she crosses the logo at half court to the right side as Harpersville goes left to right for Drummond. Fakes a move and now to the free throw line, into the paint, shot there, got it off, and it's a foul coming up here against UV. 4:26 to go in this first quarter, 9-3 Unadilla Valley. First foul of the night, and it'll be on UV. So Drummond will step to the line. And we'll see who they got that on. It was two UV defenders as Drummond got into the paint.
And that's just Drummond's athletic ability, being able to get to the line, get her shot up.
Drummond puts up the first one. It rattles in and out. Looked like it was going to go down for a minute and then popped back out. So the score still 9-3 Unadilla Valley as Drummond steps to the line. See if she can get the second one from the charity stripe. That one nothing but net. 9-4 with 4:26 to go here first quarter. And Harpersville not coming with a press or anything. And Anderson will cross half court here for Unadilla Valley as they go right to left. To the right side, top of the key.
Oh.
Trying to pass one back off for Taylor Davis. And it just got by her outstretched hands and out of bounds.
Got to eliminate the turnovers, Nate. Got to eliminate your turnovers and keep them to a minimum here.
4:10 to go, first quarter. UV ahead on the road here at Harpersville. And Mac, lady action tonight, 9-4. Left side here looking for Murray. And they've been all over her with Taylor Davis so far of Unadilla Valley. Top of the key here for Drummond. Has to pass off for Medovich, right wing side. Medovich in pivot position, back to Drummond, drives to the lane, gets one down and low, and off there for Gutierrez, blocked, a rebound opportunity, and UV comes away with it, and here they go with Anderson. Crossing half court, Anderson looks like she wants to take it into the paint, shot there, and she's fouled on the way up. 3:43 to go in the first quarter, 9-4, UV with the lead.
Just seems like Harpersville is pressing a little bit here, trying to force too much stuff in the paint, not really running an offense yet.
And so Jordan Anderson, the senior, will step to the line here for Unadilla Valley. Both teams with one foul so far. And Anderson will nail the first one to make it 10-4, Unadilla Valley.
This is where it's key for UV. On the year, they're 58%, Nate, from the free throw line. They're leaving a lot up there.
Anderson will step to the line for her second one after making the first. Puts it up and misses that one. Rebound opportunity for Amanda Off. Lost it off her knee. And that one will go over to the near side. It looks like we're going to have a foul. 3:39 to go here in this first quarter, 10-4.
That's the biggest thing. You can't do that, Nate. You can't pick up a foul all the way on the other end of the floor like that.
Tough break there for the UV Lady Storm. 10-4 they lead, though, here on the road. They have to be happy with this start with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. To the near side for Harpersville, for Medovich, as they go left to right. Inside, nice dish-off pass. Missed a layup there on the inside with Gutierrez. Out of bounds, and it's UV ball.
Here's the thing, Harpersville can score in bunches, so you gotta capitalize on some of these opportunities where these guys are missing. You gotta come down, you gotta score, because Harpersville, as you know, Nate, they can score in bunches.
So 3:20 to go here, first quarter, Unadilla Valley on the road here at Harpersville. Two state-ranked teams getting after it as Taylor Davis puts up a shot. 15-footer there is an air ball, bounces out of bounds, will go back to Harpersville as UV leads 10-4 with 3:13 to go in this first quarter.
Got to run that shot clock down a little more, Nate. You can't come down one pass and shoot, especially with Harpersville, who likes to get out and run.
Drummond to the near side on that right wing. Now back up top again, looking for Medovich as they look to cycle it around. Into the paint there for Murray. Couldn't get the pass in. Stopped there by Taylor Davis. And here come the Storm the other way again.
Still forcing the basketball inside. Work that ball around the outside. And I think you got that backside wing is wide open.
Anderson calls out a play and decides to just pull up and shoot that one. A 15-footer off the mark. Rebound for Drummond, just muscling it down from off the glass. Drummond trying to go coast-to-coast to the left-wing side, has to kick it back out. Still on that left side, leaving it off for Murray. She goes up and under. That one doesn't draw iron, and it's picked back off the rebound here by UV. Looking for an outlet pass, they find Anderson, and boy, when she gets it, she's really calm with the ball out there, Dave.
Yes, she is. She's what makes the offense flow. When she's in sync, the whole team is in sync.
2:15 to go here, first quarter. Unadilla Valley with a 10-4 lead, and Taylor Davis now stuck in the right corner. Manages to pass one back off here for Corinne Izzard. And back up top for Anderson, top of the key. Calling out a play, 5 on the shot clock. Long shot there is off the mark on that far side for Jen Elliott. And Harpersville back the other way, but a pass is picked off, and UV going right to left down the right side with Anderson. Up off the glass, drew some contact, rebound to Drummond, and another foul coming up here, I believe, on Amanda Off. That could be her second.
That is two, and that's a big foul, Nate, because you know what? You cannot have her in foul trouble. She's the tallest girl on the team.
So immediately a sub is going to come in, and that'll be Morgan Weidman coming in for Amanda Off. So she'll have to sit on the pine for a couple of minutes with two early fouls. But Unadilla Valley leading 10-4 with a minute 45 to go in the first. Harpersville with the ball going left to right. And inside for Drummond. Little turnaround move. Shot is blocked. Forgets her own rebound. Up and in. And one. She'll be going to the line. And it's 10-6. Minute 37 to go in the first quarter. And that's what Miranda Drummond can bring to the table for you.
See, and UV came down the floor 3 straight times, Nate, in just 2 passes and put a shot up. You can't do that against this Harpersville team that loves to score. Got to eliminate that.
So Drummond steps to the line here. She's tried to put the team on her shoulders in the early going. As again, another swish on that free throw, bringing Harpersville back to within 3. 10-7, Unadilla Valley leading with a minute 35 to go in this first quarter. UV going right to left. They'll bring it up again with Anderson as she goes to the right side and passes off for Jen Elliott. Elliott looking for options back up top as the Morgan Weidman, the new sub, gets in with 15 seconds to go here on the shot clock. Into the left corner for Elliott, getting guarded very closely to the foul line with 10 seconds to go. Off for Davis, right side shot, 15-footer off the mark, and Drummond with another big rebound.
And here she comes, Nate, going right down the floor like they like to do.
Drummond very comfortable, carrying the ball to the right side, just outside of the three-point line. Now passes far side here for Sosnowski. Down and low, passes up and in for Medovich. The layup is good. It's 10-9, under a minute to go in the first.
Now, Medovich was a big player for them last year. She got a lot of minutes, was a quiet player, but she could do some damage on the boards for them.
So it was 10-4. Harpersville's cut into that to make it 10-9. Anderson drives, tried to draw some contact, shot off the mark, 40 seconds to go, and here comes Drummond. Drummond down the right side, switches to the left, outside for Murray, pump fake on that three, drives down and low, up and under, finds a player at the foul line, and Medovich
to make it 11-10 with 27 seconds in the first quarter. When you draw that much attention to two players, people are going to be open.
Anderson will walk it down with 18 seconds to go here in the first quarter as they go right to left. Far side, outside the three-point line for Davis from Elliott, and a traveling call on Taylor Davis with 12 seconds to go. And Harpersville, an 11-10 lead. They'll have the last possession most likely here of the first quarter. Hornets will walk it forward here with Murray, who's been running the point all night. Long shot here for Drummond. A big three from downtown to make it 14-10. The clock will expire. As UV brings it up, they try a shot there from half court. But that's going to do it here for the first quarter. Harpersville, they were down 10-4. Now it's 14-10 after one. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101. At AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here live from Harpersville High School. Second quarter action just getting underway. 14-10, it's the Harpersville Lady Hornets leading the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. UV going right to left to the right side. They had a 10-4 lead, and then it's been 10 straight points for Harpersville. Back to the left elbow here. Shot here for UV, off the mark there. From Corinne Izzard, and the Hornets back the other way with Murray to the far side for Drummond. Closely guarded here by Jen Elliott, who did a good job in that first quarter. Into the left wing corner. Drummond now holding on to it, plays it back up top for Corinne Izzard. That's Medovich. Medovich into the corner, back for Drummond, just outside the three-point line. 10 seconds to go here on the shot clock. Up top for Medovich, back for Murray. She's going to have to drive. Takes the shot, left elbow, off the mark. Rebound for Harpersville. Right back up, off the glass, and out of bounds as Drummond tries to save it. And that'll be UV ball. 14-10, Harpersville leading Unadilla Valley. 7:12 to go here in this second quarter.
This pace right now, Nate, really, really favors Harpersville, going up and getting up and down the floor. UV's got to slow things down.
UV to the right side for Davis, just outside the three-point line. They look for Elliott as she curls over that foul line. Nobody there. So Anderson back to the left side after she gets the pass. Pump fake. Pulled up at the foul line. Had to pull it back off for Davis. Long shot there, just in and out. Looked like it was down for a minute. Rebound for Harpersville with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. And to the far side. Picked up here by Murray. Dribble drive back to the near side for Medovich. Tries the three ball. That one got blocked. The rebound to Drummond. Up and in to make it 16-10 Harpersville with 6:30 to go in the second quarter.
Got a box out, Nate. Shot goes up. Go find your girl and get a box out going.
Anderson across the logo at half court as UV goes right to left. Anderson takes it to that right side. Picked up her dribble. Tries to go backdoor for Davis. Off her hand and out of bounds. And boy, the tide is really starting to go the way of the Harpersville Hornets. And just as we say that, UV coach Brandy Backus takes the timeout.
It's just all of a sudden they came down, rushed a couple shots. Then down on the other end, they're letting Drummond get in the paint and just have her way inside there.
6:18 to go here in this second quarter, 16-10. Harpersville leading Unadilla Valley. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. If you want to check out WCDOsports.com and you're new to it, you can go on, download games, check out the streaming audio, and check out the archives as well. Dave, if you're head coach for UV, Brandy Backus, what do you tell your girls in that timeout?
Just calm down. Just play within yourselves. There's a lot of game left. You're only down two possessions, really, if you hit a couple threes, and not to panic. You don't need to get in panic mode. You're 3 minutes into the second quarter and just kind of relax.
Harpersville going left to right to the left side with Murray. She got tied up, some good defense there by Davis. Now Harpersville down low to the right side. Shot up there by Cisnowski is off the mark. UV gets the rebound, and again, Anderson looking to push down that right side. Crosses into the front court. Dumps one off for Davis just inside the three line. Missed that one with an air ball. Drummond the rebound, and back the other way for Harpersville. To the left side for Murray. Up and under. Shoots and scores. 18-10. It's the Hornets over UV. 5:45 to go in the second quarter.
And that's the pace, and that's the athleticism of Harpersville.
Anderson back into the UV offensive zone. Jen Elliott gets it inside, down and low, looking for Corinne Izzard. Looks like a foul there on Drummond. I believe that's her first with 5:33 to go second quarter. Hornets with an 18-10 lead.
They need to get her in foul and trouble, which means they got to go inside a little bit more. They're settling for a lot of outside shots right now. Get the ball inside and try to get, you know, yourself a couple easy buckets here.
So the junior, Corinne Izzard, will step to the charity stripe here for the Storm. Sets up for the first shot, and that one is good, pulling the lead 18-11 now, as UV pulls one back there, and Izzard will step to the line here for her second shot for the Lady Storm. Shot is up for Izzard. That one is good. It's a six-point game, 18-12. Hornets leading the Storm with 5:30 to go second quarter. Left side for Murray. Her pass is picked off here. Back the other way for the Storm. A two-on-one towards the basket. And a foul there on Morgan Wideman as she took it to the basket. Was fouled by Harpersville with 5:24 to go in the second quarter.
And that's just what Coach Backus needs to do. She needs to get her team a little hyped up, play a little more intensity on defense, and get yourself a couple steals at the top of the key.
Underneath the basket, UV will have to bring it in. That's four fouls on UV, three on Harpersville, to keep an eye on that. A couple of substitutions here before we get back underway. As stepping into the game now is Marcy Ritter here for Harpersville. So Anderson will take it out underneath the basket and gets one into the left corner for Davis. Thought about the three, instead goes with a dribble drive towards the basket. Up, two bounces off the iron. A rebound comes off and picked up here by the Hornets with Medovich. Medovich to Drummond as she crosses half court. Little crossover and into the left corner as Harpersville goes left to right. They have an 18-12 lead as we come up on 5 minutes to go before halftime. To Murray, as she's been quiet, although she's handled the ball a lot. The shot here, blocked down. Izzard with the rebound. She's in trouble and manages to get it off to Elliott. Ahead for Anderson. Left side to the foul line. Goes right to the basket. She's hungry for more. Off the glass. Rolls in and out. Rebound here for UV. Right on the line. Out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Lady Storm.
Had a three-on-two there, Nate. Had to capitalize. You've got to dish the ball in that situation.
4:48 to go, second quarter. Harpersville leading 18-12, but UV clawing their way back in here after a great start. And then Harpersville was able to answer. UV inbounding from underneath the basket. Out top of the key for Davis. Far side for Elliott. Just outside the three mark. And into the corner on that right side for Davis. Bounce pass for Anderson. And somehow UV comes away with it, but Drummond with the steal. Looking ahead, now checks behind her. Instead, she's going to take it to the basket herself. Gets fouled on her way up. And she looks like she'll go to the line. 4:30 to go, second quarter. 18-12. Harpersville leading, and Drummond back to the charity stripe.
That was an opportunity for UV to maybe give Drummond her second foul. Set your feet there and take a charge. She's coming at you out of control, and take a charge there, Nate.
And Drummond looked for a pass for a second, but then decided to just take it right to the rack and was fouled on the way up. So Drummond here for her first shot. Up and good to make it 19-12 in favor of the Harpersville Lady Hornets. Checking into the game now for Unadilla Valley, the sophomore, number four, Emily Converse, as Jen Elliott will go to the bench. She's done a good job so far chasing Drummond around tonight. Drummond to the line for her second one, trying to increase this Harpersville lead. Up and good. She's very good at the free throw line. 20-12 now in favor of Harpersville.
Harpersville's on a 19-2 run here, Nate, and I don't see them slowing down. UV's really got to work and get some balls, ball on the inside, and get a quick, easy bucket here.
4:20 to go before halftime here. UV going right to left at the left elbow here for Emily Converse, who just checked in. Back to the right side as she passes off for Anderson. Splits two defenders up off the glass to make it 20-14. Good basket there when the Storm needed it. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Now they need a stop here, Nate.
Back to the right side as the Hornets get it down deep into the corner. Pass inside, deflected away, but picked back up here by Shelby Medovich. Medovich looking for Murray, who's been hounded by Taylor Davis tonight. Back far side for Medovich from downtown. Off the mark. Rebound picked up here for Harpersville. Out of bounds. Harpersville wanted a foul, but instead it goes out, and it goes back to the Lady Storm.
Well, she had position. That's why they didn't get a call foul on her. She had the position. They were both battling, and the ref kind of let them both play there for a second. It was great.
3:40 to go before the half. Harpersville leading Unadilla Valley 20-14. It's live high school basketball here for the girls tonight on WCDO as this pass gets tipped out of bounds and UV will keep possession and Anderson again will inbounds from underneath the basket. 17 seconds left on the shot clock with 3:30 to go here in the second quarter. UV lines up in a stack.
If they can get through this 3 minutes here with Amanda on the bench, they can weather the storm and then get her back in the game here in the second half. Keep it close.
Ball goes out of bounds there, right off the inbounds, and it'll go back to Harper. So that's one thing we haven't touched on is that two fouls on Amanda off. She had to go to the bench midway through that first quarter, and UV just trying to hang in there without one of their best players.
Yeah, she's crucial, especially in the middle and rebounding the basketball.
Medovic to the right side. Bounce pass inside for Drummond. Triple teamed. Pushes her way up, and they're going to call a travel. 3:18 to go, second quarter. A travel on Miranda Drummond, and it's still 20-14 for Harpersville.
Boy, she was hounded there, Nate. I don't know how they call the travel on that, but she was absolutely hounded.
UV back into the front court here with Jordan Anderson, top of the key. Bounce pass into the paint there for Emily Converse, tried to get the shot off, and it just went straight up in the air. Rebound coming here to the Hornets. Medovic stops at the foul line. Outside for Drummond. Three ball. That one off the back iron. Rebound goes to UV, and somehow the shortest player in there, Jordan Anderson, comes away.
Oh, she's a feisty person in there, Nate. She looks about, I don't know, I think she's 5'2", 5'3", but she likes to play like she's 6 feet tall, just like that right there.
Anderson drives to the basket as she brought it in and goes up and is fouled with 2:46 to go, second quarter. Harpersville with a 20-14 lead over Unadilla Valley.
Got to make these. You got to make these free throws. Give yourself a chance. Get yourself back within 4 points of this game.
So Anderson, the senior, has been on varsity for 3 or 4 years, steps to the line, takes the shot there to make it 20-15 on the first one. Anderson is a four-year varsity player, so she has that experience. She steps to the line here to try to cut it down to a four-point game. Anderson with the shot. Another swish there, and it's 20-16. UV hanging around here, trying to get to halftime. 2:40 to go.
Got to have a stop here, Nate.
Harpersville left side here for Medovic as they go left to right. Getting one down and low here for Gutierrez. To the rack, and Gutierrez is fouled, and looks like she'll go to the line here with 2:35 to go in this second quarter. That's the sixth team foul here on the Lady Storm.
Right now you can see some of the UV players are a little winded. You know, getting up and down the floor, they're not very deep tonight. I think they're missing a couple players, but you got to kind of dig deep in a game like this.
First shot is good for the Harpersville Lady Hornets as Esperanza Gutierrez, they call her Espy, steps to the line to make it 21-16, second shot coming. Gutierrez lining this one up, puts it up, and is good, but it looks like we're going to have a violation here. So it'll stay 21-16 with 2:35 to go before the half.
Got to get a quick bucket here.
Harpersville, you can see, doing everything they can from the charity stripe, that's for sure. 2:30 to go here before half as UV brings it down right side to Taylor Davis. Just lost the dribble as she tried to go to the basket. Out of bounds, back to Harpersville.
The little turnovers like that are really what kills a team, kills your momentum and everything. You got to eliminate those and just settle down.
Murray brings it up, Drummond to the right side, now down into the corner. Looking for Sosnowski, up, shoots and scores to make it 23-16. 2:10 to go here in the second quarter as UV back the other way. UV going right to left, Anderson waving off Davis, clears out that side, wants a dribble drive, into the corner now, backs up behind the three line, turns her back to the basket as she's getting guarded very closely there by Medovic. Passing up top for Davis. Now back as Davis sets the pick, inside a little too high, over the head there of Corinne Izzard, and Drummond back the other way off the interception. Drummond down in low, tries the bounce pass, off the hands of Sosnowski, and then off of Anderson, so it stays with the Hornets with 1:45 to go. Harpersville up 23-16.
Harpersville just looks very comfortable with the basketball right now, Nate. Having their way.
Inbounds from Murray. Back up top. Trying to go off the glass there with Gutierrez. Rebound for Harpersville again with Medovic. And she misses that one. It's a 2-on-1 for Anderson if she can hurry. Has Davis left wing side. Davis the pump fake. Up for the layup. Misses that one. Anderson the rebound. Stolen away as she brought it down low by Murray. Murray left wing side. Stops at the elbow, jump stop, puts it up, off the back iron, rebound for Drummond, up and she's fouled with 1:20 to go before the half.
Boy, when Harpersville got down 10-4, Drummond really something inside of her took over because she is really taking over this basketball game.
Harpersville with a 23-16 lead 17 fouls here on Unadilla Valley. Four for Harpersville as Drummond again will step to the line here. And what's scary to think about for Harpersville, maybe if you're an opponent of Harpersville, is that Miranda Drummond's only a junior.
Oh, that just means one more year all these MAC teams got to face her and prepare for, and that's not easy to do.
Drummond misses the first one for the first time tonight, and she'll step up to the line for the second one, trying to increase this lead for Harpersville. Shot is up there, and that one's nothing but net. 24-16 here for the Hornets. Lady Storm will bring it up with Anderson again, and she'll call the play as she crosses the logo here at half court. Top of the key, picks up her dribble and a little bit of trouble now to the left side here for Emily Converse, who's played some big minutes in the first half. Pass off for Davis. Dribble drive off the fake towards the basket. Up too high off the glass. You can see Davis a little frustrated as Drummond back the other way. Right side, Drummond deep into the corner now as they go left to right to the foul line, leaving one off for Murray. Three ball, stepped into it, off the front iron, goes out of bounds, and will go back to UV with 50 seconds to go before half.
Boy, she's got a quick release, doesn't she, Naomi? That ball wasn't even in her hand. I mean, I would say a second that thing was going up.
Well, she's been pretty closely guarded. I think she knew she had to get that one off in a hurry. Harpersville still leading 24-16, 40 seconds to go before the half. Left side as UV goes right to left. Davis trying to call out a play here and get some motion going for the Lady Storm as they've looked frustrated the last couple of possessions. Down to 30 seconds before the half. Anderson closely guarded by Murray of Harpersville. Down in low looking for Izzard. Goes up, but she traveled. Turnover here by the Lady Storm with 25 ticks to go.
Panicking, Nate, and they just got to settle down. It's a, you know, they're acting like it's a 15-point ball game, and really it's 8 points. Just got to relax, stay within yourselves, and you'll get yours.
20 seconds to go. We'll see if Harpersville just goes for it or if they hold for the last possession as they go left to right.
Oh, they're going for it.
And they're going to go for it as they get into the left corner. A little miscommunication there. Ball was tapped away. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Back up for Ritter at the foul line. Now for Medovich. Far side for Murray. Pump fake outside the three. Down and low for Drummond. 2 seconds. Lays it up off the iron. And that'll do it for the first half. 24-16. The Hornets were down 10-4. They battled back and they lead the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm 24-16. It's now time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Sponsored by Mirabito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to live high school basketball here on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Mirabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Mirabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Mirabito. Our people make energy different.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zeit Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists.
Eggley family and the Eggley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Eggley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Eggley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Eggley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Dave Smith here from Harpersville High School. Halftime here on Morabito Halftime Report with the score Harpersville 24 and Unadilla Valley Lady Storm 16. Dave, what did you see in that first half that really allowed Harpersville to get down? They were down 10-4, and then they just went on a big run, and they were able to come right back.
But I got to tell you, Miranda Drummond, I mean, that's just the big key factor of what's going on right now. She's just dominating on the boards, and she just makes her teammates better. You got Murray, who's being hounded by Davis. But, you know, Miranda's just big and athletic, and I don't know that there's one player right now in the MAC that can really size up against her. And that's not, you know, Jen's done a great job. Emily Converse came in and got some big minutes, but she's just athletic.
What do you think happened to Unadilla Valley when Amanda Off picks up that second foul? She goes to the bench. Does that do anything for your for this Unadilla Valley club? Do they say, oh boy, our big girl's out, what are we going to do now? Do you think that really shook them at all?
Yeah, it sounded like they kind of looked like they kind of went into panic mode. And when you go into panic mode, you kind of get away from your offensive scheme when really you got to have some players step up. And I think that was big key at that point in the game.
What do you think about the defense Unadilla Valley has had on Savannah Murray in this first half? She only had the 5 points. We saw her get a couple of threes off, but really when she's gone down into the corners, they've done a nice job of keeping her away from the basket. When she has gone down on the baseline, she's had to do some up and unders. Nothing real clean for her.
Hey, listen, UV hasn't done a horrible job defensively. They've actually done a really nice job. I mean, here's a team that's averaging, what, 75 points a game, and right now they're only on track to hit 48. UV's in the same boat. They're averaging 65, 70 points a game, so it's just Harpersville's playing good tight D. And right now, again, like we talked in pregame, it's all about digging in the trenches and knowing that this is going to be a war. You still got 60 minutes of basketball to go.
Well, we know that we heard that Unitigo was able to slow things down a little bit. They took some time off the clock in their 51-44 victory over Harpersville just last week. UV really decided to get up-tempo, and Jordan Anderson was flying up and down the floor. Are there any concerns, you think, as you said, late in the first half, maybe a little wind issue there, everybody getting tired? Do you try to slow things down maybe if you're UV in the second half?
You have to, and you have to eliminate their possessions, because right now your bench is not deep. You got one girl that's in foul trouble, and you got to try to keep her in the game. So if you're going to get into a fast-paced game and a track meet, you got to be prepared to be able to go to your bench and rely deep on your bench, because you got to get girls in and out so they're not getting winded and playing flat-footed.
Were you surprised at all at the fast start by UV coming out being up 10-4 right away? You're in a hostile environment here in Harpersville. You know, everyone's really here for the Hornets on their home floor, but they jump right out to a 10-4 lead.
No, because, I mean, that's UV's tempo. I mean, they do play up tempo, and sometimes that's their downfall, but I think in games like this, you kind of have to slow down. UV can score in bunches, and it's the same thing as Harpersville. It's just a matter in the second half who can score the most, really, I think, right?
Certainly. I mean, UV still within striking distance here in this game, only down 24-16 at the half. If they got a good break here, and I think a little frustration was starting to creep in at the end of that second quarter. If you can clear that off, you're definitely going to have a chance to get back into the game. If you're Harpersville, you got to be flying after you get down, and you know you have that confidence and ability to come back like that.
Coach Backus has just got to go in the locker room and calm her team down. I know her on a personal level, and she does a great job of doing that. She'll go in, calm her team down, and look for them to come out in the second half and really execute an offense. Harpersville, if you're Harpersville, you got to come out and say, hey, listen, we're going to keep that gas pedal down because that's what we do best. And you really got to, if you're UV, you got to eliminate Miranda Drummond and see if you can start making Murray make some shots and eliminate Drummond. You got to, one of them is going to get their points. Now you just got to start, you got to really eliminate one.
Well, we saw that the other night when they lost to Unitigo. Drummond got 30, but they held Murray to 7.
So I think that's certainly allowed them, as in games past when Harpersville's putting up 70, they're each getting into the 20, 25-point range.
That's right. And just a quick note, Nate, I was just told that Drummond is 2 points away from her 1,000 varsity points, so we might get interrupted here this afternoon.
Wow. Well, we will keep an eye on that as both teams come back out here, and we'll be getting ready with the second half in just a couple of minutes, but we'll take one last quick break here. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live here from Harpersville High School, Harpersville, New York, getting ready for second half action here. Thanks for listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Dave Smith here tonight as we fill in for Greg Davey. Harpersville leading Unadilla Valley 24-16. Harpersville going right to left to start off this second quarter in their home white uniforms with the blue and gold trim, says Hornets across the chest. Lady Storm in their road purple uniforms, says Lady Storm across the chest in black and gold trim as they go left to right in a quick steal. And Jordan Anderson will bring it top of the key here as the Storm look to get things going in the early part of this third quarter. Now to Taylor Davis, dribble drive right side, up off the glass, little short. Drummond with the big rebound, holds on to it, and I think they're going to get her for a travel here with 7:33 to go. Third quarter, she fell as she tried to pick up that rebound and has the travel.
But immediately, Nate, Amanda Off's presence is felt again as she came in. She got the ball, her hand on the basketball off the rim, and kind of made, and Drummond kind of fell with it. So that's the kind of presence she'll bring.
Off is going to have to be careful with two fouls. Sat for a majority of the first half as a jump ball. Here on the inbounds is Off, got tied up there for a second. Possession stays here with UV. And just a note, as we said during halftime, Miranda Drummond just 4 points away from 1,000 points here for Harpersville. And I'm sure they'll recognize her if she can get those 4 points here in the second half. A turnover on UV as they inbound it, tipped out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Hornets. They lead 24-16, and Murray will bring it up as the Hornets go right to left. She'll cross the logo at midcourt. Murray now closely guarded by Taylor Davis.
And look for Murray try to score here.
Down and low for Murray. She gave it right back up. Sosnowski with a shot here. Turned away. Off with an easy rebound. And she dishes off with the outlet pass here to Jen Elliott back in the game. With 7:05 to go here. Third quarter. UV trailing 24-16. Now for Davis right side just outside the three mark. Davis dribbles with the left hand, switches back off here to Anderson, down and low, looking for Corinne Izzard, and a foul with 6:56 to go in this third quarter. What'd they get her for there, Dave?
They got her for a hook, and I don't really think she hooked her. She had great position there, Nate, and they called her for a hook, so that's unfortunate.
So another turnover here for UV, and the Lady Hornets going right to left, take it down with Murray, who runs this offense so well here for the Hornets. To the far side for Medovic. Medovic, the sophomore, back to Murray as she looped around in between the traffic. Back up top for Medovic again, looking for Drummond on that right side. Drummond outside the three mark still. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Drummond with the left hand is just going to muscle her way down inside. Nice pass. A block there by Corinne Izzard, as I believe going down in low was Gutierrez for the layup, and she was blocked away.
Could be a momentum swing there, Nate. They really need a bucket here, though, to get back in this thing.
UV going left to right with 6:20 to go in the third. They trail 24-16. Chance of defense here from the Harpersville crowd. Into the right corner, picked up by Jen Elliott. Inside, picked off by Drummond. A nice dribble drive to get out of the backcourt, and looks like she wants to go coast to coast. Goes up, takes the shot, got hammered, and no call there. Amanda off with the rebound, stolen right back, though, by Drummond. To the left side here as Harpersville goes right to left. Inside, looking for Gutierrez, and she's fouled with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Still 24-16 here, Hornets leading.
Which this kind of pace right now favors UV to get back in this thing, because they got Harpersville out of sync on offense.
And so a substitution here as Izzard will come out and Morgan Weidman will come back in here for the Lady Storm. 5:55 to go in this third quarter. Hornets inbounding underneath the basket right up top on that left elbow. Turned away there. UV thought they had it stolen away, but somehow Murray comes away back to the far side. Three ball here for the Hornets. That one is off the back iron from Medovic. Rebound for Weidman of UV for Elliott, and now ahead for Anderson. Anderson looking for a jump start on this offense. Goes right to the rack. Outside, kicks it out for Davis. Swish to make it 24-18. UV cuts the lead back down to six.
She's done an outstanding job on Murray and containing her now, and you know, I think that's why she's missed some shots tonight, because of her legs, because she's playing so hard on defense.
Murray to the right side with a pull-up. Goes around the rim and off, and a rebound for UV. Taylor Davis off to the races down that left wing side in front of the Lady Storm bench. Now she'll pull it back off and dish it off here for Anderson, who dribble drives right back to that left side. Just outside the three, and now steps inside. 20-footer off the mark on the front rim. Rebound for the Hornets, and off the foot there of Sosnowski, and out of bounds. Stays with UV with 5:02 to go in the third.
Nate, they got to get the ball inside to off. She hasn't really touched on the inside, and she's kind of hanging around the free throw line. Get the ball inside and let her pound at it.
24-18, the Hornets leading UV. Both these teams usually putting up a lot more points than this year. As a shot by UV, Taylor Davis a little bit off the mark, hit the rim twice, rebound for off, up and in, 24-20.
That's a big presence she's going to make. She's the big horse of this team down low.
4:45 to go in the third. UV hanging around here on the road against Harpersville. Up top for Murray, long, deep three, swish, 27-20, downtown there for Savannah Murray, and it looks like a timeout perhaps with 4:34 to go in the third. No, ball just rolled away there for a second.
So wow, that's two deep threes by this team, WNBA style there, Nate.
That was really downtown, and I think UV didn't think she would shoot from there, but she put it up. Now back the other way for Anderson. Splits through the paint, through two defenders, can't get the rebound. Back the other way here for UV. Excuse me, for Harpersville, up and in for Murray to make it 29-20. So Murray with five quick points there to make it 29-20 with 4:10 to go in the third.
Got to talk on defense and get back.
To the right side for Corinne Izzard. Top of the key for Davis. Splits two defenders nicely off the glass. Kisses it home, 29-22.
She's a quick scorer for them, Nate.
Sure is, with a nice drive there, and all of a sudden she was all alone and put it home. Back the other way, inside here for the Hornets. Left wing side, a foul as Medovic tried to go in with that left-handed layup.
It seems like Medovic is ready to take the shoes and become a scorer for this team, and she's got 7 or 9 there at this point, right?
3:47 to go in the third, as Medovic has certainly stepped up, especially so far here in this third quarter. 29-22, Medovic to the line for the first one, off the mark. Hit that right side of the rim and bounced out. Second shot coming here for Shelby Medovic, the sophomore for the Harpersville Lady Hornets. Medovic's shot is up and good. Nothing but net there to make it 30-22. The Hornets leading by 8 here on their home floor.
Hornets doing a nice shot from the stripe tonight, too.
Anderson comes up top of the three-point arc there, holding onto it, picked up her dribble a little bit too early, running out of options, but somehow gets it down low for Davis onto the line, and she stepped out of bounds. Another turnover here for UV. 3:34 to go in this third quarter.
Saw Coach Backus over there telling Jordan not to pick her dribble up. She picked it up a little early there. It's a big key.
Crossover now around behind the back for Murray as she brings it in, dishes off. Left wing side there for Sosnowski. The jumper goes in to make it 32-22 for Harpersville. 3:15 to go here, third quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Down the right side, a shot there by Amanda off. Can't get it to go. Harpersville coming forward, and Murray collides there with Taylor Davis, who was trying to go in and get the steal. Both teams bouncing right back up here.
Wow, and that's Charter territory for Taylor's. I know she's had a couple concussions doing that before.
She really was going to go for that one. And just went in and collided with Murray, but everything okay. And Harpersville brings it in to their own offensive zone here with 2:58. Speaking of WCDOsports.com, want to welcome in our listeners all over the country tonight. Have one in Palm Bay, Florida here so far tonight, as well as one in Ohio as well. So thanks for listening here on WCDOsports.com. UV back the other way, up and off the glass for Amanda off on the right side. A quick transition bucket to make it 32-24 with 2:45 to go in the third.
Maybe they got to get into a track meet with this team. I mean, they're athletic enough to do it, but it just seems like you don't want to do that with Harpersville in years past.
Right side for Harpersville as they go right to left. Shot is off the mark there for Sosnowski. Back the other way. 2-on-1 here. Izzard. Dribble drive. Shoots off the mark. Rebound for Amanda off. She gets up with the layup. Misses that one to the right side. And the rebound goes to the Harpersville Lady Hornets and safely into the hands here of Savannah Murray.
Gotta finish around the rim, Nate. Gotta finish.
Murray may be limping a little bit as she crosses half court here. Looks to be okay, though. A little stutter step. Passes one back off here for Medovich to the foul line for Drummond, who's been quiet so far in this third quarter. Loses it there to Izzard, and back the other way for Taylor Davis. Pass a little bit too far ahead of Jordan Anderson and out of bounds. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 32-24, Harpersville over Unadilla Valley.
Hopefully we didn't jink Miranda Drummond when telling everybody that she needs 4 points, so she hasn't been even getting around the rim lately here.
Minute 55 to go in this third quarter, as Drummond has really been quiet so far in the second half, but her teammates picking her up. Drummond for a three here from the left side. Air ball, and the rebound bounces out of play.
She pressing a little bit there, Nate, trying to get a bucket?
I think so. You know, it's got to be a pretty anxious time when you're 4 points away from such a big milestone in high school.
Think she knows it?
I think she knows it. You know how they like to count down when they get that close. UV on a backdoor pass here as they bring it into their offensive end. Off the hands of Izzard and out of bounds, right back to the Hornets.
If you're UV right now, you got to have confidence knowing that you're getting around the rim and you're getting some good looks, and right now you're holding Drummond and Murray into check, except for a deep three. So you got to have some confidence here.
Murray closely guarded by Emily Converse gets into the offensive zone here. Long three for Drummond from downtown off the front iron. Rebound again for Jordan Anderson finding a way. Left side bounce pass in and up for UV. They'll score with Emily Converse. It's 32-26 Harpersville. Back the other way. Left side for Drummond. Pass down in low. Shot up there here for Gutierrez. Turned away. And UV again off to the races. Anderson goes right to the rack. She's fouled. Up and off the iron. No good, but it looks like she's headed to the charity stripe with 1:07 to go, third quarter.
And you're right, I think Murray's limping a little bit. I don't know, maybe she collided with Taylor's knee on that play?
Not too much, but just a little subtle limp you can see as she walks into the backcourt here as Jordan Anderson will step to the line to our right as UV trails 32-26. And the senior trying to keep her team in the game here. First shot for Anderson. Rims in and out, hit both sides of the rim and popped out. Still 32-26.
Boy, what a presence Amanda Off has made in this third quarter. A lot of big rebounds, a lot of offensive rebounds, so she was definitely missing that first half.
Big second free throw coming here for Jordan Anderson. Puts this one up, and that one off the back iron, no good. Looks like another violation here perhaps, so I think Anderson's going to get another try.
Well, and actually that's lucky for Harpersville because Amanda Off came down with an offensive rebound. It looked like she was going to put it right back in for two instead of one, so that kind of lucked out for Harpersville.
So Anderson gets a third try here after she missed the first two. This one is good. So they get that one to make it 32-27. Harpersville leading. We're down to 1:05 to go, third quarter. An exciting game just like we expected here between the Hornets and the Storm.
Absolutely. And it seems like they're now letting Medovic bring the ball up a little bit to try to free up Murray.
Murray, top of the key, outside, wants that three ball, blocked there by Amanda Off. Rebound and put up by Harpersville again. This one rattles around, in and out from Medovic. Still a rebound battle there, out of play, and it's going to stay with Harpersville with 47 ticks to go in the third quarter, 32-27. It's Harpersville leading UV.
And there's Drummond crashing the boards like we talked about in the pregame.
UV on defense here as they get it to Drummond in the corner as Harpersville goes right to left, and they have it in their own offensive zone. Drummond, a step back three, hits the front of the iron, no good. Everybody fighting for the rebound, and again Jordan Anderson comes away with it. Long outlet pass ahead, they get it off for Amanda Off, up and good, 32-29. And Anderson pumped up after that long pass with 25 ticks to go.
Murray can hardly move here, Nate. You want to keep an eye on that.
Murray certainly looking like she's got a grimace on her face with 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball goes out of play, 32-29. Harpersville ahead of the UV Lady Storm. They're going to take Amanda Off out here. Brandy Backus perhaps just looking to get a quick breather at the end of the quarter.
They call the foul on her, Nate, and that's number three here before we even hit the fourth.
And so they get it in for Murray to the far side for Drummond with 15 to go. So they're going to try to protect Off as they go into the fourth. Shot there just rims in and out there for Drummond. Certainly frustrated, but the ball on the rebound off of UV will stay with the Lady Hornets.
Boy, Murray or Drummond really hard to find that basket right now.
Thought she had that one. 8 seconds to go, and now you see she wants the ball. Deep three there, an air ball. Rebound to the far side, up and good. A nice rebound there from Holly Henry, the junior. Time's going to expire here. Anderson from half court, and it's well short. 34-29, it's Harpersville on top of UV here in Class D ladies basketball here tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The fans really getting into it here in Harpersville. Miranda Drummond 4 points away from 1,000, and Harpersville up 34-29 as we start the fourth quarter here between Harpersville and UV. The Hornets have it in their own offensive end. They go right to left here on the right side for Murray. We'll have to keep an eye on her. She has been limping a little bit. Passes off for Sosnowski. Shot, and she scores from the foul line.
Boy, she's 36-29. Come up huge. Sorry, Nate, didn't mean to cut you off there, but she's come up absolutely huge for Harpersville right now.
Big basket there as that shot from the foul line was nothing but net. So UV trailing by 7 here as we start the fourth quarter. They go left to right. Get one down and low off the foot there of Taylor Davis and out of bounds. 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville leading UV 36-29. And we'll see what the game plan is here for the Lady Storm.
Yeah, they just got to come out and buckle down on defense. And again, keep Drummond in check, and they're doing a great job of it. Here they come again.
Tried to get the pass in for Drummond. Intercepted. Now for Off. Up and in. She'll score to make it 36-31. And a timeout here for the Lady Hornets.
Wow. Low scoring, though, Nate. Still low scoring game here for these two.
Well, we're used to seeing these teams put up mid-60s, low 70s. Tonight, a 36-31 battle is really, as you said at halftime, there's been some good defense played here tonight.
You almost feel like you're watching I hate to use this, but a Big Ten, Michigan State, Ohio State basketball here.
Sure. Certainly, as both teams have really shut it down here in the second half, as Harpersville, I think, has done a good job. Drummond hasn't scored yet in the second half. She's still on 14 points, four away from 1,000. I don't know if that's playing into her psyche a little bit, but UV just trying to claw back into it here.
And they're all over her. You know, they're all of a sudden you see her drive, and you got three or four bodies just flying in front of her, just keeping her away from the basket, so they're doing a nice job with that.
Inbounds, and now Drummond is going to bring it up here as Murray still maybe limping a little bit, and they just want to get the ball into Drummond as she drives. Anderson trying to get the charge there, but it's going to be a foul on Anderson with 7:04 to go.
And keep an eye on it right now. UV has six fouls with 7:04 to go here in the fourth quarter.
UV from underneath their own basket. They get it in here for Drummond. Just outside the three line. Off for Sosnowski. Now to the foul line, to the near side. Dribble drive here for Medovic on the baseline. Lost it. UV ball with 6:54 to go here in this fourth quarter. UV trailing Harpersville 36-31.
Big possession here for Unadilla Valley. They got to get a bucket. Look to go inside here with Amanda.
Lady Storm going left to right. Down to the right wing for Taylor Davis. A little move off the pivot. Tries to get the shot. Drummond got a piece of it. Right to Amanda. Off, up and in. 36-33.
Boy, she's been huge in the second half, Nate.
Drummond now crosses the Hornets logo at center court. Her team up three for Harpersville. Drummond with a drive and now a travel. Fans getting into it here from Unadilla Valley. It was 6:27 to go. It's 36-33. Harpersville leads UV.
You know, every time it looked like UV was going to be out of it, they just managed to claw the way back into it, be patient, and keep themselves in the basketball game.
And Harpersville may be looking for another little run like they've had several of here tonight. Anderson from the foul line misses that one off with another big rebound. Misses the layup on the rebound. And now she's fouled as she goes down on the rebound.
That could be her fourth, Nate. I'm not sure if they got her on one last time. That could be her fourth foul, and it is.
And they did. They gave it to off as she was tied up there with Murray. Really, probably just something you might want to let go at that point, especially in a game like this. And now they're going to have to take Amanda off out again, and Jen Elliott will check in.
Now you got to go shoot one and one.
And off has been dominant on the boards here in this third and fourth quarter.
Couldn't stop. They haven't been able to stop her underneath there.
So 6:13 to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville with a three-point lead, 36-33. And now Miranda Drummond will step to the line here. On a 1-1, the first shot off the mark. UV with a big rebound there for Taylor Davis with 6:10 to go.
Looking to push.
Davis, right wing side as UV goes left to right. Top of the key here for Anderson. Calling out a play here. Drummond guarding her to the far side for Elliott left wing. Up top, here's Davis for three in the tie.
Bang! Bucket!
36-36 as Taylor Davis knocks that one home. Davis
wow,
in the double figures. Murray still struggling a little bit. Gets it to the foul line here. A dribble drive for Medovic up off the glass and in. And Harpersville retakes the lead. 38-36 and one bucket for Shelby Medovic.
Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson type fight here.
5:41 to go in this one. And looking for a three-point play is the sophomore, Shelby Medovic, who's going to step to the line here after getting that dribble drive. What a play, too, after UV just tied it up on a huge three from Taylor Davis.
Oh, what a big shot.
And so Medovic will step to the line here, trying to put that three-point lead back in place. Shot is up and good. Medovic really stepping up in the second half here for the Lady Hornets on a three-point play. 5:40 to go, and it's a good one here, just as we said before tonight's game.
Lots of time left in this one, Nate. Don't panic.
Taylor Davis into the right wing corner. Now up top of the three-point arc here as they cycle it around. Anderson into the paint. Wants that dribble drive. Tried to get the shot off. It didn't get to the rim. Harpersville with the rebound. Back the other way comes Medovic. Very confident. Now leaving one off here for Marcy Ritter. Her shot is off the front iron. Rebound for UV with 5:10 to go.
If you're UV, you got to just calm down. I know there's 5 minutes to go, which is an eternity in high school basketball.
39-36, Hornets leading the Lady Storm here. Classy MAC basketball here. Two state-ranked teams going at it here on CDO. Shot is up off the rim. Rebound for Murray, and the Harpersville Hornets back the other way, looking for Drummond, still looking for her first points of the second half. Tried the dribble drive up off the foam underneath the glass, and it stays in play. UV back the other way, left wing side to the bucket, up and off the glass, it's good. A nice basket for Jordan Anderson to cut it to 39-38, Harpersville leading. Murray back into the front court. getting hounded here by Taylor Davis. Murray's the person you want to have the ball here in this situation. Passes off for Drummond. Right side as the Hornets go right to left. Outside for Medovic. Big three off the iron. Rebound opportunity.
Good box
and it comes
out there
to Jen Elliott. 4:15 to go, and a foul on Miranda Drummond on that rebound as she chased down Jen Elliott.
And that UV sideline over there is getting a lot of momentum going over there, Nate.
Well, their team has clawed their way back into it. They trail 39-38 midway through this fourth quarter here. A great contest tonight. Anderson down the left wing side. UV going left to right. Passing one off for Taylor Davis. Closely guarded there by Savannah Murray. Top of the key there for Elliott. Amanda Off is back into the game here for UV. She posts up down in the paint. Now for Davis, right side, and a traveling call here on Taylor Davis as she tried to take it to the rack.
I don't know about that one, Nate. It seemed pretty clean to me. Keep an eye on Amanda with four here in the game. They going to take it at her?
3:50 to go here, fourth quarter. Medovic on that far side wants that three ball early in the shot clock, doesn't even draw iron, and the rebound out of bounds. And the referee here near our table is going to say that it stays with the Hornets.
Boy, it seems like UV is almost letting her shoot that outside shot. They're not really pressing on her.
So 3:44 to go, fourth quarter, Harpersville leading Unadilla Valley, 39-38, a great girls basketball game here tonight on CDO, two state-ranked teams. Harpersville going right to left. Left side here for Medovic. Inside to Sosnowski. Back to the basket to the right side. Getting hounded over there by Corinne Izzard. Ball on the floor. A big scrum for it there. UV comes away. A long outlet pass from Off to Taylor Davis. Up off the glass. And she's fouled by Murray with 3:24 to go.
Chance to take the lead here, Nate. These are some big free throws. Again, we talked earlier. You know, UV is only shooting 58% from the line. So these are some big free throws down the stretch for this team.
Taylor Davis steps to the line. Trying to catch her breath here before these shots. As UV trails 39-38, and Davis trying to tie this one back up here for the second time in this fourth quarter. Davis is good on the first one to make it 39-39. Now UV looking for their first lead since the first quarter.
I don't know that she's come out of the game, has she, Nate?
No, she's been up and down, and she looked winded at towards halftime, but she stuck it out. Second shot rattles around and in. UV gets their first lead since the first quarter, 40-39, 3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter.
I'd be cranking my broadcast up for this finish, Nate.
Going to be a great one here as Unadilla Valley gets the rebound off of Harpersville. Quick shot in the shot clock. Back down to Amanda Off. Tried to go up. Down on the floor now. Somehow got it back up top here for Anderson, who's going to pull it out with 3 minutes to go. Still man-to-man defense here for Harpersville. Shot there from Davis. Left side. Rattles around and in. It's a two-pointer to make it 42-39.
Taylor Davis has just really taken over this basketball game here with about 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
2:54 to go. Fourth quarter. A timeout for Harpersville as they trail on their home floor now 42-39. And Dave, we were talking a little bit about this in the pregame. How many, we don't know, but how long has it been since you think that Harpersville lost two games in a row, and when was the last time they lost on their home floor?
Boy, geez, I bet it's been some years. I mean, you got to think you had the Kimmel girls come through, and now you have Miranda, unless they lost in some, you know, non-league game. But I'd have to say they haven't lost a league game at home in at least 4 or 5 years, and I'm sure they haven't lost back-to-back games in many years. So this is exciting, and we're in for a ride for this finish.
So 2:54 to go. Make sure you stay tuned the rest of the way here on CDO or CDOsports.com. Thanks for tuning in with us here tonight. It's live high school basketball here on CDO. 2:54 to go. Unadilla Valley got out to a 10-4 lead early in the contest, and then a 19-2 run for Harpersville put them in the driver's seat at halftime. And since then, it's been back and forth, and just about a minute ago, Taylor Davis putting the Lady Storm on her shoulders, gets a big three and a couple of free throws to make it 42-39.
And Unadilla Valley looks like they have that look when Harpersville came out of the locker room last year at halftime during the semifinal game.
And as Harpersville brings it into their own offensive zone, it's tipped away there by Amanda Off as they tried to go right at her. She has four fouls, and UV gets the ball back.
Can't be too conservative here, Nate.
They go left to right. Davis now for Jen Elliott. Closely guarded at the top of the three-point key there by Sosnowski. Now for Izzard. Down and low for Off. Nice dribble drive up off the glass. It's 44-39. UV on top of Harpersville.
Wow, Amanda Off has really made her presence felt here in the second half.
Murray gets a nice screen there from Drummond, goes to the right side, steps outside, long three, got it! 44-42, it's a two-point game with 2:05 to go. Savannah Murray, a huge three.
Quick release, Nate. She's got such a quick release.
UV back into their offensive side, down the right side as they go left to right. Davis inside to off. She's got it right underneath the basket. Goes up, misses the layup, gets her own rebound, fouled, and one. It's a good bucket there to make it 46-42.
Boy, like we said, get it inside, pound it inside. And all of a sudden, if that's on Miranda, that could be four on her, I believe. And again, scoreless here in the second half.
1:51 to go here in this contest. And Amanda off, she missed the first shot, got her own rebound, puts up the second shot, is fouled and makes it. And now she'll step up to the line here looking for the three-point play. Amanda off, the free throw is good. Unadilla Valley with a 47-42 lead here with a 1:50 to go. Harpersville going right to left. Down the left side here for Murray. She wants to take it to the basket. Down underneath there for Sosnowski. Rebound as her shot was missed. Goes to that far side. Picked up by Izzard. And now ahead for Jen Elliott. They get it back into the safe hands of Jordan Anderson.
Now you can run some clock down, Nate. It's a 3-2 possession basketball game.
Down to 1:30 to go. UV on top of Harpersville. 47-42. Taylor Davis, top of the key. Now still outside the three-point arc. She gets it for Amanda Aw. For Jen Elliott, deep in that left corner. Closely guarded. Now for Davis. Open for three. Thought about it, but wisely pulled it back out. Now for Anderson. Into the paint. That little runner is good. 49-42. We're down to 1:10 to go. Harpersville has got to get a bucket quick.
That was a big bucket for UV, putting them up by 7 with 1 minute to go.
Here comes Murray into the left corner here, looking to get the pass off. She's tied up now with Taylor Davis. Possession arrow goes to Unadilla Valley.
Wow.
Fans going crazy over on that UV side, and head coach Brandy Backus is going to take a timeout here for the Lady Storm.
It's a good call by Brandy. Get her team over. Let them know they don't really need to score here, just to relax. Don't have a dumb quick turnover and just kind of keep the ball up at the top of the key and then look to run your offense maybe about 10 to 15 seconds ago on the shot clock.
58 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Unadilla Valley on top of Harpersville, 49-42. Make sure you stay tuned for our post game. We'll have our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award and our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award as well right after this one. So 49-42 right now. Dave, if your Brandy back is here for UV, what are you drawing up? And if you're on the other side for the Lady Hornets, what are you trying to do there to get right back in this game?
Well, I think you got a foul here because you're light on your foul, so I think you got to start fouling at this point. But if you're Brandy, I think you just got to draw almost like a stall play. I mean, it's you're up 7 with 58 seconds to go in the game. That's a lot of time, but in the same sense, it's not a lot of time if you're trying to get the basketball and score.
If you had said coming into this game that Miranda Drummond would have 14 points and then shut out in the second half, I would have
told you you're crazy.
Right,
but,
exactly.
Well, let me tell you, that's just been a group defensive effort for these girls, and give Taylor Davis credit for keeping Murray pretty quiet, too.
So UV has the ball, and Harpersville's going to get a little press on here and try to trap, but Anderson dribbles right past Murray and into the front court here with 52 seconds to go, and she's fouled.
We're in for a long 52 seconds here, Nate.
Shelby Medovich picks up that first foul. Still 49-42. Has only 5 fouls so far in the second half here on Harpersville. UV's able to inbound it into the backcourt here. Drummond's just going to come up and foul off with 49 and a half seconds to go. Still 49-42. Lady Storm on top of the Lady Hornets.
Again, just put the ball in the backcourt. They're not really pressuring your back there. Put it in there and let them come get you. Take some time off that clock.
So Davis still inbounding right next to the UV bench, and now they're going to go right into Anderson. She's wide open. Could have gone to the basket, but instead holds on to it, then lost it, and it goes out of bounds with 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, you got to go to the rack there. If you got a layup, just go take the layup and move on.
49-42, 45 seconds to go. Murray brings it up here for Harpersville as they go right to left, to the right side. Murray wants that three, steps in, quick release, shot there, too far, off the iron. A rebound here for Harpersville, shot up there by Medovich, no good. Picks up her own rebound with 32 seconds to go, and a foul coming up here. Let's see who they get it on, maybe Taylor Davis.
Looked like she had all ball there, Nate, if you ask me.
So 32.2 to go. And now Shelby Medovich is going to step to the line. UV fans wanted the possession arrow on the jump ball. Didn't get it. And this would be big if you can pick up 2 points without the clock ticking right now if you're Harpersville.
Mm-hmm.
So Medovich will step to the line here. The sophomore who's really stepped up here in the second half for Harpersville. Medovich gets the first shot, and it's good to make it 49-43. It's a 6-point ball game. Harpersville trailing Unadilla Valley here in Harpersville.
She's the reason they're still in this game, especially with Drummond being scoreless here in the second half, Nate.
Stepping to the line here is Medovich for the second shot. This one is up and good. Nothing but net, 49-44, and right on cue, Harpersville's going to take a timeout with 32 seconds to go.
Boy, it's tough to say, Nate, but, you know, you almost want to draw up a play to go give yourself a quick layup. I mean, they're going to be pressing so hard, you could probably put somebody long and nobody would even think about her. But, you know, you got to play the smart route. You're up on the team on the road. Come on down and just settle down and take as much time off that clock as you possibly can.
UV trying to keep their perfect record in MAC play. If they can get a win here tonight, they'll move to 9-1. Harpersville, off a 51-44 loss to Unitego on Friday, is looking at uncharted territory, maybe two straight losses.
You know, looking at their roster here, you know, they seem pretty young, too. So, I mean, they got a lot of players coming back, but maybe this inexperience is kind of getting to them. Again, they lost one of their seniors last year who was, I think she was an 18 or 20-point scorer, which, you know, that's big shoes to fill, 20 points in high school basketball.
So the timeout over. Everybody's had their chance to talk. 32 seconds to go. Unadilla Valley on top of Harpersville, 49-44. UV is going to have to go the length of the court here. We'll see if they can get the ball in as Harpersville is going to press. Corinne Izzard inbounds the ball to that far side for Anderson, and she's quickly fouled there by Shelby Medovich with 30 seconds to go.
Anderson's going to step to the line this year, and she's one of their better free throw shooters. She's hitting 61%. Now, I had her in AAU, and one of the things we worked on was her free throws because her prior year she left a lot on the rim, and that was one thing about her game she wanted to improve, and she's done a nice job with that.
So 30 seconds to go. Jordan Anderson takes a deep breath, steps to the line for Unadilla Valley. Shot is up, and that one is off the back iron. Big rebound opportunity here. Ball is loose. Harpersville comes away with 28 seconds to go. They trail 49-44. Inside to Drummond. Muscles in, up, off the glass. Misses. Rims out.
Rebound
for Amanda Off. Amanda Off fighting with Drummond here off the rebound. A jump ball is going to go back to Harpersville, and the UV fans not happy.
Coach Backus thought she got a time in, and I thought she did too. She was screaming a timeout, and they didn't give it to her. Now they're going to.
16.8 to go, and you could see Brandy Backus, the head coach for UV, was screaming timeout, but they call a jump ball there after Amanda Off got a nice rebound, but Drummond did a great job for Harpersville to come over, tie it up, and it looks like possession's going to stay here with the Lady Hornets.
And I think, again, you're in for a wild finish. The way that Harpersville can hit threes at the high school level is very impressive. You hit a three, you foul, and all of a sudden, again, it could come down to free throws, which UV looks like they, you know, they're probably one of the better teams in the MAC, but still only at 58% for the year.
So 16.8 to go, fourth quarter. It's been a great one. Two state-ranked teams competing in the MAC. You know they're probably going to see each other again here as we get through January and into early February towards the MAC championship, towards sectional time. But, you know, whoever comes out of this section, especially whoever comes out of the MAC and can go into sectionals, boy, they're going to have some great representatives.
Oh, they are. I mean, both these teams are two class acts. They both play hard. They both play. I mean, you know, these are teams that average 70 points a game, and they're only in the, you know, they're in 50s, and it's just they play tough-nosed defense, which you can't teach that, or you can teach that, but just the way they play, and they play hard.
Medovich under the basket. They trail 49-44 here for Harpersville. They have the ball. They're going to try to get it into Drummond, and they will. Into the corner. Drummond's going to step back for a three. Got it. 49-47 with 13 seconds to go, and now she's 1 point away from 1,000.
Boy, wouldn't that be something if she hits this next bucket, or she hits the bucket to win it, and it's her 1,000 points, Nate? That would be something else, wouldn't it?
That would be a heck of a way to get 1,000 points. That's pretty funny that all those points over your career, it could come down to that as you trail 49-47. UV ahead of Harpersville right now, 13 seconds to go. UV is going to have to bring the ball down the length of the floor, I'm pretty sure, against a very tough Lady Hornets press.
They're probably going to try to deny the basketball, and right now you know that Ernsbeck is over there telling his team who to leave open to foul, because you don't want to put Anderson or Off at the line. You want to put somebody that's got a lower percentage, and I'm sure he knows who that is.
13.4 to go. UV ahead 49-47. They break their huddle first as head coach of the Harpersville Lady Hornets, Kurt Ernsbeck, getting his final instructions here as the first horn comes out. Corinne Izzard is going to inbound the ball here for UV to our left. With 13.4 to go.
Can't have a turnover here, Nate. That's the worst thing you could have. At least you got to get the ball in bounds here.
The ball in for Corinne Izzard. She's going to go with a long pass. It's tipped, but it gets to Amanda Off with 10 seconds to go. Now for Anderson, holding on to it, and she's fouled with 9.8 to go. Jordan Anderson's going to head to the line here as UV is up 49-47.
Big free throws coming up here. Even if she hits both of them, it's still a three-point ball game, and they can hit threes.
So Jordan Anderson is going to step to the line here, 49-47. Anderson fired up, slaps the floor as she steps up to the foul line here, as she's been a fiery character all night here.
Such a tough kid.
Steps to the line for the first one, and this one is in and good to make it 50-47. So it's a three-point game right now, and if she can make this one, it's certainly going to be tough here for the Lady Hornets. And now Harpersville is going to take a timeout, maybe try to put Jordan Anderson on ice here a little bit.
I don't know if you're going to freeze ice in her. She's got ice in her veins. She's just that one of those kids that will step up, and I think she'll hit this next free throw.
Well, you can see the fire in her play in Jordan Anderson. You can also see it on the other side with Murray and with Drummond. As Drummond, only 3 points in the second half, but that three just a couple of minutes ago, a real big one.
That was a big three, and this is a huge free throw coming up here. If you're Earnsbeck, you know, what do you do if she makes this free throw? Do you go down and try to get it quick two and put UV back at the line? It's just one of those things as a coach. Do you foul if you're UV and put them at the line?
Tough amount of time with 9 seconds, too. You know, if it's a little more or a little less, maybe that makes the decision for you. But 9 seconds, it's going to take you a couple to get down the floor unless you get a long pass, but the odds of that are tough. And we'll all see what happens here with the free throw.
Well, I mean, that's what it comes down to. If she misses this, do you foul and they put the other team at the line?
UV is keeping Davis and Elliott back. As Anderson steps to the line, UV ahead 50-47. And we'll see if she can make it a four-point game here. Jim is absolutely quiet. Puts it up and good. 51-47. Jordan Anderson with a big shout after she makes that one. Harpersville down with 7 seconds to go. Long three for Medovich. Nothing but air. Bounces out of bounds. Drummond saves it, though, but it goes to UV. They're going to dribble out the clock. Time is up, and Unadilla Valley is going to win 51-47. Heck
wow.
Of a game here, Dave.
What a game. Happy for those kids that I've had the opportunity to coach, and happy for Coach Back. That's one of those monkeys off your back.
Two straight losses in the league for Harpersville as Unadilla Valley wins here 51-47. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our post-game show here. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here. A great contest here tonight between Unadilla Valley and Harpersville in MAC action. Unadilla Valley holding on for the win, 51-47. We'll get to our dynamic defense and outstanding offense in just a minute, but Dave, you have some final stats here for us as we were able to run over and make sure we got all our totals right here.
Well, the two big ones that stick out, you have Amanda Off, who had 14 points in the second half, and Drummond only had three in the second half, and Taylor Davis ended up with 16 for UV. And she hit some two big free throws there toward the end of the game.
Well, Dave, we'll do our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award first here tonight. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. The Dynamic Defense Award here tonight, who do you think it should go for here for either of these clubs?
Wow, I mean, that's a tough one to call. I mean, can you give it to an entire team, Nate? Because I just think UV's team defense was unbelievable. If you have to give it to one player, I think you got to give it to Taylor Davis.
I certainly agree. She did a great job and was hounding
Murray and Drummond all night, but especially Murray. That was a great battle back and forth between the two point guards, I would say.
Absolutely.
So we'll give our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award to Unadilla Valley's Taylor Davis. Now we'll move on to our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. And Dave, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Player of tonight. I'm going to put my vote in for Amanda Off.
I got to agree with you. I mean, you could put Amanda Off or Taylor, but really the presence of Amanda Off in that second half was certainly felt. She had some big rebounds, some big putbacks, and she really made her presence known in that second half.
So our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense will give to Taylor Davis of UV. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense will give to Amanda Off of UV as, boy, the Lady Storm, the number 18 team in Class C girls basketball in New York State, coming in here tonight, knocks off the number 12 team in New York State Class C girls basketball, Harpersville, by the final score of 51-47. Dave, your final thoughts on this one? It was everything we thought it was going to be here tonight.
Everything on the ride down and how we talked about, but I'll tell you, this isn't the last you're going to see of these two teams, so I hope they both have this on film, be able to break it down, because you know what? They're going to see each other again, and it's going to be within the next probably 30 to 45 days, so get ready.
Well, if you want to go back and listen to it at any time, you can always go to our website, wcdosports.com. You can download it out of the archive section, and you can listen to it anytime you want, and certainly this is a great one if you want to go back and listen to this one, as it got crazy during that fourth quarter. A big thank you to Greg Davey again for letting us fill in on this contest here tonight. Dave, it was great having you along as well.
Oh, what a great time. Nate, thanks for having me. I couldn't ask for a better game to do for my first time.
Yeah, this was great. And a big thank you as well, always, back in our WCDO studio to Joe Gardner. Does a fantastic job back there maintaining everything during the contest. So a big thank you to Joe. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight, 51-47. Again, the final here is UV takes out Harpersville here on the Harpersville Hardwood in Harpersville, New York. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks a lot, and have a good night. You've been listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.